and welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Years ago, I remember a pastor telling me about a conversation he had with his son. The pastor had decided to preach verse by verse through the book of Hebrews. When he told his son that that was his decision, his son said, "Dad, are you crazy?" That always stuck with me, and it stands as a reminder that many are confused about the contents of the book of Hebrews. I tell you that because we are beginning a brand new series on the book of Hebrews called Hebrews, Partners with Christ. Now, we've borrowed that title from a new book by Dr. Kenneth Yates, who is with us in the studio today. So let's go right to our discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin, Sean Lazar, and Dr. Kenneth Yates. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus Radio. We are so excited to start a new series on the book of Hebrews with Dr. Ken Yates, who is with us in the studios this morning.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Ken?
I'm originally from Kentucky. My dad was an Army sergeant, so I was an Army brat. I went in the Army myself. I'm a retired Army chaplain, and I attended Dallas Seminary.
You got your doctorate in New Testament at Dallas Seminary just when?
2014.
2014. Very good. Very good. And you wrote this book on the book of Hebrews. It's a new book. It's available at our website, faithalone.org, also available on amazon.com. And it's called Hebrews, Partners with Christ. And what I love about this book is that it's not overly academic. It's biblical exposition, but it's something that pastors can understand, Sunday school teachers can understand, and even just motivated laypersons.
Yes, I was writing this because through the years, both as an Army chaplain and also I teach overseas on occasions, people ask about the book of Hebrews all the time. It's a book that people wonder if it's teaching about losing salvation. And I wanted to write a book that the layman could understand, but also for pastors to spell out specifically what the book is about.
Now, I think it's been our experience, Bob, isn't it right, that if you teach that salvation is a free gift and that everlasting life is everlasting, cannot be lost, people object to that. And when they object to that, they usually go to the book of Hebrews.
There are many texts they will go to, but one of the go-to books is Hebrews, and two of the chapters are Hebrews 6, especially 4 through 8, and Hebrews 10, especially 26 through 31. They also go to other books, of course, but this is one of the go-to books.
Oftentimes, when a book is kind of seen as threatening your salvation, threatening you with losing it and going to hell, it becomes a scary book. But once you understand what Hebrews is really talking about, it doesn't become a source of fear. It becomes, in my opinion, a source of comfort.
Absolutely. That was my experience. Even when I was young as a believer, I knew that I couldn't lose salvation, but I didn't know how to answer passages like Hebrews chapter 6 and Hebrews chapter 10. So I just tended to avoid them. But once I understood what the book is about, I found it to be a great source of comfort. It's highly motivational. It deals with rewards and how Christ has done everything we need in order for us to obtain those rewards. And so, again, I find it a very exciting book. Now I don't shy away from it. I look for opportunities to teach it.
Right. That's so great. You know, there are different schools of thought within evangelicalism. There are covenant theologians. There are dispensational theologians. And that really makes a difference to how you understand the text. You always want to get your theology out of a text. You don't want to impose your theology on a text. But Ken, you're writing from what's known as a free grace perspective. We emphasize this thing called eternal rewards, and we make a distinction between the condition to have eternal life, which is by faith apart from works, and eternal rewards, which requires what?
Perseverance in the faith and remaining faithful to the Lord, which is what the book of Hebrews is about. The reason why so many people misinterpret the book of Hebrews is they don't understand this concept of rewards. They only see so much of the New Testament written to tell people either they're going to heaven or they're not going to heaven. And that causes the book of Hebrews to be distorted because the book of Hebrews is not dealing with that. It's dealing with eternal rewards.
And in fact, one of the things that might help our listeners is to recognize that the word salvation in Hebrews is not talking about salvation from hell. For example, Hebrews 5:9. He is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And the context is talking about suffering. Obey him through suffering. It's the only use of the expression eternal salvation in the entire New Testament, and it's by obedience, not faith. So what is salvation in Hebrews?
The word salvation in Hebrews is something that involves diligence, the author of Hebrews will say. So clearly he's not talking about what a person has to do to be eternally saved from hell. In the book of Hebrews, the word salvation is connected with the idea that if we are faithful to the Lord and go to him as our high priest, he will deliver us from the trials in which we are going through and enable us to reign with him in the world to come. This is what salvation means in the book of Hebrews, not salvation from hell. And again, there's a difference between what Christ has done for us when he paid for our sins so that when we believe in him, we have eternal life, and what he does for us as our high priest. As our high priest, we can continually draw near to him to find the grace and strength and mercy that we need in order to persevere in the faith and remain faithful to
him. I love this point. He is our priest. And Hebrews is really about that, that priestly mediation, that priestly role that Christ has ongoing in our lives. And that in itself should tell us that this isn't about how to avoid going to hell. This is about the ongoing Christian life, right?
Absolutely. The idea of Christ being our high priest is mentioned right off the bat in the prologue in the first four verses. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about being partners with Christ, which is the subtitle to the book I wrote, which means intimate companions with him in the world to come, reigning with him. The author of Hebrews talks about Christ being our high priest in chapter 2, in chapter 4. And in 5, 6, 7, and 8. So it's a major theme, but it's talking about Christian living and the role that he has as our high priest if we are going to rule with him in the world to come.
This is all very interesting. Let's, in the time remaining, cover some introductory questions that people might have about Hebrews.
Right.
First and foremost, who wrote this book? This is an anonymous book, but are there clues about who wrote it?
Well, there's a lot of different theories about who wrote it. Some have suggested Luke wrote it, as he interpreted some things that maybe Paul wrote. Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos, there's many different views. The early church suggested that either Paul or Barnabas wrote it. But one early writer just said only God knows, and that's probably the best path to take. But if we're going to go with the earliest indications, it was either Barnabas or Paul, but we simply don't know for sure.
Do you favor one or the other?
If I had to bet $20 on it, I would say it was probably Barnabas.
So nobody knows for sure, but the different options, but you favor Barnabas. Who is it written to? The title is Hebrews.
It seems when we look at the book, it's pretty clear that it was written to people who were very knowledgeable about the Old Testament. And the title of the book, To the Hebrews, was something that was added very early. A couple reasons for that. Number one, the book itself seems to indicate that it was written to people who were Jewish, and the people were believers. So the most obvious indication of who the readers were is that they were Jewish Christians. And the subscription to the Hebrews was added very early. And so evidently the early church also felt that this was a book written to Jewish Christians. So I think we're in pretty solid ground to say that the book was written to Christians who were Jewish, who understood the Old Testament, and they were thinking about going back to Judaism.
Yeah, and why were they thinking of going back?
Because there's persecution. Christianity was not a legal religion in the early Roman Empire. And also in chapter 10, for example, it talks about the fact that they have been persecuted for their faith. So because of that, and because of the fact that Judaism was a legal religion, it was natural for these people, because of their background and because of the persecution that they were going through, to go back to Judaism as a way to worship God.
Now, if they did go back to worship God in that way, what would that mean in terms of sacrifices?
Well, they would go from the sacrifice of Christ to the Old Testament sacrifices because, as I say in my book, the book of Hebrews was evidently written before the destruction of the temple in A.D. 70, and so these sacrifices were still going on, and so they were going to leave the once and for all sacrifice of Christ to go back to a daily, ongoing animal sacrificial system that they had experienced as Jews before they came to faith.
And that's really significant. If this was written before the destruction of the temple, if these people were going to go back to temple worship, that would mean bad news for them because something cataclysmic was about to happen.
Yes, AD 70 was right around the corner for these folks, and something cataclysmic was going to happen to the Jewish temple. And the author of Hebrews is saying in the book that there's also other consequences of denying Christ to go back to that system. A believer cannot lose their salvation, but there is the discipline of God and the loss of eternal rewards.
Can you give us a just quick idea of what the different views of the warning passages are? Just 30 seconds.
And how many warning passages?
Yeah.
There are five warning passages in the book of Hebrews. The two main views are that it's talking to people who only claim to be Christians but really aren't. And then the other view is that it's talking about a loss of salvation. But the third view is the one that I take in my book. And to me, it's very clear when we study the book that it's not talking about hell in any sense. These warning passages are not addressing the possibility of hell, but the loss of rewards and the discipline of God in the life of believers.
So give us those three options again.
One option is that the warning passages are addressed to people who only claim to be believers,
right,
but really aren't.
So it's warning fake believers.
The second one is that it's warning about the loss of salvation.
So genuine believers but they lose their salvation.
So that first view, I think a lot of Calvinists might take that view.
Right.
Yes.
And so the second view, that you can just lose your salvation, that's an Arminian view.
Absolutely.
And you're taking the free grace view, which is these are genuine believers, and you cannot lose eternal salvation, but you can lose eternal rewards, and you can lose your physical life under God's discipline.
Yes, God is able to discipline his children in a number of different ways.
Well, this is just absolutely fascinating to me. I can't wait till we get into the nitty-gritty verse-by-verse study of this book with Dr. Ken Yates. If you want to learn more about Hebrews, be sure to pick up a copy of Dr. Yates' book, Hebrews, Partners with Christ, available at our bookstore, available on Amazon. Here's what I want to do. The first 25 people who write to radio@faithalone.org and ask for a physical copy of this book, if you're in the continental U.S., we will send you a free copy of Hebrews, Partners with Christ by Ken Yates. That's the first 25 people who write to radio@faithalone.org. Please tune in to the rest of this series as we go through this amazing book, chapter by chapter.
A special thanks to Ken, Bob, and Sean for that great discussion. And I think that set us up well for this series in Hebrews. I know I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Now, I want to tell you how to get your own copy of Dr. Kenneth Yates' book, Hebrews, Partners with Christ. You could go to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And once you're there, you can either put the title in the search bar or go directly to our bookstore. This book would be a great companion for this series. Now, while you're on the website, I hope you'll take advantage of our many other free resources. You can get a subscription to our magazine. You can get a subscription to our podcast. You can get a subscription to our daily blog post. All of that and much more is completely free. I hope you'll jump on there and take advantage of all of these materials because they are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith. Well, next time on the broadcast, we're going to continue in this series on Hebrews as we talk about the prologue, which is verse 1 through 4 of chapter 1. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.